Welcome to Art Bazaar, a podcast that chats with artists of all types to explore the depths of creativity. Brought to you by the Alternative Gallery. We'll be releasing new episodes every Wednesday with bonus episodes dropping randomly. If you like what you're hearing, you can support this podcast by going to thealternativegallery.com and click it on the podcast tab. I'm your host, Brendan Wunder, creative director of the Alternative Gallery, a nonprofit arts organization in Allentown, PA, run through the efforts of dedicated volunteers. On this episode of Art Bazaar, we're kicking off the month of April with a mini episode highlighting everything happening at the Alternative Gallery, as well as events we're hosting off-site. Being that it's a holiday weekend, we didn't schedule a guest for this episode, and we'll be getting back to our full episodes next week. But worry not, we do still have a fun little interview in this episode, so stay tuned. This past weekend, we hosted another Metal Assault music show here at the Alternative Gallery, put together by our friend Paul Caravasi of Soul Grinder Zine and Soul Grinder Records. He was on a podcast back on episode 8, so if you haven't done so yet, check that episode out for all the details about what it is Paul does with Soul Grinder. Lots of cool stuff there. And as Paul's shows typically are, this one was a ton of fun. Featuring all-female thrash band The Damn Nation from Sao Paulo, Brazil, here on their first tour in the United States, of which the AG was the last stop. Being that it was their last show, they made sure to give it their all. It was a loud and wild night with local bands Plummet, Threnody, Eyes of the Living, and Dissentience supporting The Damn Nation on their tour. The three-member all-female thrash band consists of Renata, Aline, and Leonora. All super nice ladies who seemed to have a fantastic time and really dug the space. We wanted to do a podcast with them, but there unfortunately wasn't any time with their tight traveling schedule. But we will be sure to either get them back here in the future to do an episode of Art Bazaar, or even have them call in. As much as we love shining a light on all the amazing local artists here in the Lehigh Valley, we want this podcast to bring on artists from all over the world. So sometime, hopefully in the near future, we'll hear from the members of The Damn Nation to learn all about the art and music scene in Brazil and what their tour was like. And speaking about the future, we have a lot of upcoming events this month, and I'm going to tell you all about them. The first one coming up is this weekend. We're hosting a retro arcade event at the Bethlehem Area Public Library, Saturday, April 6th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It is free admission, all ages, and as the title suggests, it's a day of gaming. We bring out all the old retro gaming consoles and even pair them with an era-appropriate television. So Sega Genesis is going to have a TV from when you played Sega Genesis as a kid. And it's also the same day as the Cherry Blossom Festival, so there's going to be a lot going on over there at the Bethlehem Library. Which, fun fact, also has a sister city in Japan called Tandabayashi. So we're going to have some ceremonies, some cultural stuff, and of course some food. And next up at the Alternative Gallery, we have a music show on Saturday, April 13th at 6 p.m. featuring Nidirian, Smooth, Retsina Glow, Roy and the Secret People, and Physics. That show is $15 in all ages. Money, of course, goes to support the bands. After that, we have another music show on Saturday, April 27th, hosted by Endless Era Promotions, featuring Delenda, No Fight, No Victory, Since the Fire, and Hang In There. That show is $10 admissions, once again all ages, doors at 6:30, music at 7 p.m. And then wrapping up the month of April for the Alternative Gallery, we have the Insight Film Series at the Allentown Public Library on Tuesday, April 30th at 6 p.m. It is a free screening in the community room. This special screening at the Allentown Public Library features local historical films, newsreels, short documentaries, and home movies on 8 and 16 millimeter from the film archives of the Alternative Gallery. And just as a note for those who come out to the Dusty Can screenings, this will be a different lineup of films, so even if you've been checking those out, this is still going to be new stuff for you. And now we're going to go to a short interview with our youngest artist yet to appear on the Art Bazaar podcast. Here it is. Today, I'm chatting with Beatrice, a 7-year-old artist from the Lehigh Valley. Bia's hobbies include jujitsu, playing Minecraft, and of course, creating art. She loves dinosaurs, miniatures, and animals, especially, in her words, cute little kitty cats and doggies. Today, we're going to chat with Bia all about her artwork. Hi, Beatrice.
Hi.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good? Yeah. Are you enjoying your holiday break from school?
Yes.
Yes. So since you had off all day today, what were you doing?
I slept in.
Slept in. Very nice.
Yeah, and I played, and then I came here.
And then you came here. Didn't you color or make any art today?
Oh, yes, I did color a lot. Oh, my gosh. I have a giant scroll. I need to finish that thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got a giant scroll of coloring book pages for Easter that are all linked together.
Yeah.
And you already did most of them, didn't you?
Yeah, I zoomed through those ones.
So why don't you tell me what your artwork is like? What kind of art do you like to make?
I like to make like an anime characters.
Anime characters? Do you paint? Do you draw? What do you mostly do?
I mostly draw. Sometimes I paint. And sometimes I color, but it's not a lot.
Not a lot?
No, I don't color a lot.
So you have a book there. What is that book for?
I like drawing in it.
Is it full of drawings?
Yes, it is. It's about to be run out. It's about to run out of pages.
It's filling up pretty quickly, huh?
Yes, it is.
So why don't you tell us what kind of drawings you have in there?
I have I made a little, dollhouse.
Ooh.
Here.
And you draw a lot of characters. Describe the characters you draw.
I like to draw kitty characters or cinnamon characters from Hello Kitty. I like Hello Kitty a lot.
You like Hello Kitty a lot?
But I love axolotls. I love axolotls. They are so cute.
Oh. So what do you like about art, Bia?
I think it's just fun.
It's fun?
Yeah, it's fun. And I like to do it because I love cats. And I can draw cats. I love kitty cats.
Do you think you've become a better artist over the years since you started drawing? Because you've been drawing almost your whole life, right?
Yes, yes.
And how has your art changed since you first started drawing?
A lot.
Yeah, in what ways?
Well, when I started drawing, I draw a circle for a head, a circle for a body, and I drew stick legs and stick arms. It was really tiny.
Really tiny?
Yes, really tiny.
Okay, and how is your stuff different now?
It does not have stick arms. It does not have a circle body. And it has legs.
Actual legs, not just little sticky sticks.
Yeah.
Are you proud of your art?
Yes, yes.
Do you think you'll do art even when you become a grown-up?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Because I love art a lot. I love art.
You love art. What happens when you look at art?
It makes me want to do art.
So you get inspired. That's inspiration. Hmm? Are there any words of inspiration you want to give people about art? Why they maybe should do art? Or go see art? Sounds like maybe they shouldn't go see anything and just stay home.
They should go see art. They should.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where should they go see it? Should they go to Target?
No! Target doesn't even have art!
Should they go to McDonald's? Well, I'm asking you. Where should we send them to see some art? So how comes you love animals so much?
I love animals because they're so cute. I explode from cuteness sometimes when I see cute animals.
Oh, cuteness overload when you see a little animal?
Yes, a cuteness overload.
Remember that one time you and I saw a fox? A baby fox? How cute was that thing? And we keep looking for it and we never see it. We need to go find our fox friend.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're sacred in Japan. Remember I told you that?
Oh, yeah. And there's a red panda.
Red panda, very good. Yeah. You know your stuff.
I like red pandas.
And you want to work with animals when you get older, right?
Yeah.
How do you want to work with animals when you get older? What do you want to do?
I want to help them. And when they're hurt, I want to help them. I just want to help them.
You want to help them?
I want to see cute babies.
Remember the one documentary we saw where the sea turtles were getting caught in the net?
Oh.
And the filmmakers helped free it?
Yeah.
Is that one of the things you want to do?
Yeah.
Go save the sea turtles?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Why does everybody have to throw the trash in the water?
I think this is one of the reasons art is important, is we try to get out messages to people. And you could do that with art, right? And one of the messages that I like to send, and it sounds like you like to send, is let's take care of the planet. Let's look after not just people, but all the animals. All the cute little animals.
Why does everybody... When you guys look at the documentary about animals, and you see the trash that you threw in the ocean, making a baby turtle get stuck in it, that's bad. Stop throwing the trash in the ocean. The ocean's just doing it what it does.
That's a good message. No more trash in the oceans, people. What are you doing? You're making me upset over here having to watch these poor sea turtles. All right, Bia, so after you finish that book of your artwork, what do you do next?
Get another book.
And you fill up another and another and another.
Yes.
And do you save them?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Are you going to save them your whole life so you have a big collection?
Yes.
Is that one the fuzziest one you have so far?
Yeah.
Yeah? Anything you want people to know about your artwork before we leave?
Good night.
Well, thanks for coming on, Bia. You enjoy your day off, and I hope you keep making lots of art. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, so precious. Wasn't that a great little interview? When we say in the intro that we'll be talking with artists of all types, we mean it. And it's so necessary to make sure our youth are involved in the arts and for them to understand the impact art can have on the world. Thank you again to Beatrice. She was a lot of fun to chat with, and we'll be sure to feature some of her art in our social media posts with this episode. And upcoming episodes on the Art Bazaar podcast, next week we get back to our full-length episode schedule with Colin Wolf, who will be hosting as well as playing in our next music show at the Alternative Gallery on April 13th. He'll have some of the musicians in tow with him, and we'll have a fun chat about what they're all up to. After that, we have Cap SZA, a local hip-hop artist here from Allentown who we've worked with in the past. We featured Cap SZA's music in our Queen City documentary about Allentown Art Fest 2018. He's also shot some music videos at our space and even taken part in cyphers here at the Alternative Gallery. He has a new album coming out at the end of the month, which he'll be telling us all about. That episode releases on April 17th. In the meantime, be sure to check out previous episodes of Art Bazaar if you missed them. We just released episode 26 last week with outsider artist Will Hefner of Desensitized Art, which people really seem to love that episode. We got a lot of great feedback, and Will just in general has a great story. Be sure to check out that episode as well as a short documentary Will and I did back in 2019 about Will's story. Truly inspirational. And that about wraps it up for this mini-episode of Art Bazaar. The links to all of the events I discussed are available in the show notes. You can also check out what we have coming up by going to thealternativegallery.com or checking us out on social media. And if you're enjoying the Art Bazaar podcast, please help us grow by liking and subscribing to the podcast. We want to reach a worldwide audience to help bring attention to all the amazing creators and unique folks we bring on. They certainly deserve it. And that's all for now. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time on Art Bazaar.